This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. On this King Day, a lot of people think about race. Does the color of another person's skin make a difference to you, and would you admit it if it did? Here is Day to Day contributing writer Celia Beasley.
I have a confession to make. I notice race. I don't think better or worse of someone because of it. But if I'm on the bus or walking down the street or in a supermarket, if there's a black person in line with me, I notice. I notice them more than I notice any other kind of person. I don't have a negative reaction to their presence. If anything, I'll find myself being particularly nice or respectful of them, like I want to prove to myself and everyone around that not only am I not racist, but that I accept and support a multiracial society. I'll even go out of my way to smile at a woman's baby or open the door for an elderly black person just to show, I don't know exactly. It's obviously nicer to open the door for someone than slam it in their face, but the fact that I will do it more often for a black person indicates that I'm still differentiating between them and everyone else. And I feel a little ridiculous. I don't want to act around anyone. I want to react to individuals, not color, and treat them equally because they are all equal. But obviously, in my eyes, they aren't. Then something happened. I moved to Madagascar, and in Madagascar, I am the different one. I am a Vaza, a foreigner, a European. People notice me. I get special treatment, sometimes better, sometimes worse, because of how I look. But to me, everyone else is simply Malagasy. There are many different ethnic groups here, and there is tension and history between them, just like in the U.S. But I'm ignorant of all that. I can't see the subtleties in the way different people react to each other, and so I treat them all the same way. Last week, I was back in the United States for the first time in a year. I was standing in line at a supermarket in Oakland, and suddenly it hit me. I wasn't noticing race. I was behaving as I do in Madagascar, and reacting not to race, but to individuals. I wasn't standing next to a black man in a suit. I was standing next to a man in a suit. In Madagascar, I stand next to black men all the time, and it really isn't something worth paying attention to. Right then, it felt like race didn't matter, any more than the brand of cereal someone was buying. It was there, but it didn't affect my behavior at all. But I wonder how long that will last. What will it be like when I move back to the States for good? I don't think Americans should ignore race. It's a big part of our identity and heritage. But I wish it wasn't the first thing I noticed about people. And right now, it isn't. But how can I preserve that? I don't know if being oblivious to race in Madagascar will be enough to erase decades of noticing race in America. But it would be nice to think that maybe, just maybe, Madagascar will have changed me. And the next time I'm in line at the supermarket in America, I won't notice what kind of person is standing next to me, just the brand of cereal they're buying.
Celia Beasley has been living and writing in Madagascar for the last year.